News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And AccuWeather for today, cloudy, very windy, quite mild with a few periods of rain and a thunderstorm or two. Any thunderstorms can be strong and even severe this afternoon, producing flooding, downpours, damaging winds and gusts, and even an isolated tornado later today. So high 68. So keep an eye on the radar, which you can look at the WKOK Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app and at WKOK.com. On the news line with us now, Lou Van Gilder's on the line. I think of him as an individual who was very active in the volunteer fire service in and around Northumberland and Point Township in emergency management. Now, as a retiree, we see one of his main jobs is taking good care of Kate's Cupboard. He's the coordinator of the food giveaway program. Well, it's a food and grocery giveaway opportunity at St. John's Lutheran Church in Northumberland. So, Lou, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Give our audience some sort of a sense of what Kate's Cupboard is. I've envisioned it in my head, but you tell us what it really is, please.
Kate's Cupboard is a food bank baby station that was started in 2011, and in 2018 we added the food side and the baby side of this. We hand out food, household products, and baby items to those that are in need in the valley. We've been doing this for quite a while, and we're expecting somewhat of a busy day this coming Saturday. Our next giveaway will be on Saturday the 18th. And we open our doors at 9 a.m., and we'll try to serve as many people as we possibly can.
And how many people were you serving up to now? I know that these numbers are way in the hundreds.
Well, we typically see over 200 individuals that come to our door, and that represents somewhere near 1,000 people in the valley. And it's hard to determine. It's up and down, some days more, some days less. But I have no idea what's going to happen on Saturday. I know the situation due to the COVID-19 problem that we're having and a lot of people out of work. So we're going to be there to do what we can to give out as much as we have.
And you're monitoring what has been a very busy time at other local food banks?
You betcha. I heard there was a food bank in Snyder County that saw about 700 or 800 people. So that's amazing.
How are you going to set this up? And now, of course, it used to be people would form a line and go through St. John's Lutheran Church, in one door and out another. What are you going to do this weekend?
As you're right. We used to open the door about 9, well, actually about 8 o'clock, and let people come in, sit in our large Sunday school room, and then at 9 o'clock pass through a line that went in front of open windows at the baby station, the food window, and the household products window. And we'd see probably 50 to 70 people within the first 15 minutes in that line. Of course, due to the COVID-19 situation, we can't do that. We cannot allow that many people to be together. So we are going to hand the food out through the door off of the parking lot. We will have a pop-up tent set up with a table, and my volunteers, of which there will be quite a few on Saturday, will bring the food out to the table, sit it on the table, and allow the individuals to pick the food off the table and go to their cars. We are going to give one bag of cleaning products and two bags of food to each person that comes to the head of the line, and that's actually a different handout than we usually did, but that's what we did to make this go quickly.
Sure.
We have signs in the line that they form that remind people to stay 6 feet apart, social distance, and we're going to police that to make sure nobody is getting too close.
Okay, the church is located at 3rd and Queen Streets. How do you want people to approach the church or the parking lot?
Well, they should just come in the parking lot and find a parking space, or basically what I, the only thing I can say is park anywhere you can find a parking space and walk up. Again, I have no idea what the, like, but we will, we are pretty efficient, and we will service everybody as quickly as we possibly can.
I cannot imagine. Oops, go ahead, please.
So we set this up to try to do that, to try to make things go quickly, in and out really, really fast.
And what time does this start on Saturday?
We will open the door at 9 a.m. sharp on Saturday morning, the 18th, and we'll go until we are out of food, pretty much.
All right, then no early birds. I know you have a strict no early bird policy, so you can show up at 7 in the morning if you want to, but the door's open at 9. That is no fail. Are you looking for contributions that help fund Kate's Cupboard?
That's a perfect question, Mark. We don't take food or household product items as contributions for a very good reason, but we do need financial help. In the past, we have been funded by two very good community trusts in Northumberland. However, with the situations going on, that finance is kind of going away. So my bank account is getting slow or getting late. I think we have enough money in the bank right now for about 4 months, at which point, unless we get another funding stream or more funding streams, and I'm saying financial funding streams, we'll be out of business. And the way to donate to Kate's Cupboard, and I should say Kate's Cupboard, that's Cupboard with a K, KATESKUPBOARD, is to send a check or money or what, however you wish, to St. John's Lutheran Church, in care of Kate's Cupboard, 300 Queen Street, Northumberland, Pennsylvania, 17857, and put on the tagline on your check, Kate's Cupboard. The money will be deposited in our account, and we will have money to pay for the food. I want to reiterate that we buy everything. Everything that we hand out, we purchase. We purchase our food at Wise Markets, and we are now in a situation trying to find a place to purchase our cleaning products. Our baby products come from Dollar General in Shamokin Dam. So we purchase it. We don't have it donated. We need the money to buy this stuff to keep ourselves in business.
And are you looking for volunteers who can help out with this process?
We always can use another volunteer. I mean, that's never a problem. We have a very good core. I call them the Kate's Crew. There are about 40 or 50 people, and I should say a lot of young folks, including the Shikellamy JROTC, who volunteer on Saturday to come and help us. And we're going to get more folks out of the JROTC, I'm told, to help carry the food, because this is going to be a whole different process. The food has to be carried from our windows out to the door, which is probably about 40 feet. So it's going to be like a bucket brigade to get stuff out to the table.
Oh, okay, I was going to say be careful going up and down the steps, but if you do a bucket brigade, that would help out, I guess, if you got enough volunteers. Well, good for them and good for you for summoning those. I'm sure that is going to work out. All right, well, an additional remark, maybe some way to contact you or the church, if that would be appropriate, might be a good wrap-up opportunity here.
Sure. I'm available. As your previous guest said, I probably won't answer the phone at 2 o'clock in the morning, but I'm available for a phone call at 570-452-2194. My email address is cpnlouie@msn.com. You can text or call me at 452-2194. Between the days that we handout, and again, it's once a month. Between that time, if you need something from our inventory, I'm available to come to the church and give you what you need. We've had that happen six times since March 21st. I've had six people call. I should also say that we have a website. It's faithscupboard.org. And we have a Facebook page, which has a lot of information on it. That's Kate's Cupboard Northumberland on Facebook.
All right, that's K with a Kate with a K, K-A-T-E-S, and Cupboard with a K, K-U-P-B-O-A-R-D. So, right. All right, well, Lou, thank you so much for all you're doing. Thanks for guiding all of this and leading it and making sure that it works. I'm sure that you're the quintessential coordinator of this. So we appreciate your help, and thank you to all the volunteers who make this happen up into the years in the past, and especially this weekend. Thank you, sir.
Well, thanks for having me on the radio today and being able to tell the Kate's Cupboard story.
Oh, my gosh. We have an open mic anytime. We'll talk before then and after then as necessary and before next month. Lou Van Gilder, coordinator of Kate's Cupboard at St. John's Lutheran Church in Northumberland, 3rd and Queen Streets, this Saturday, 9 a.m. is the time that they will be providing more household items and baby items to families in the Valley. So they're probably going to be quite busy if they're consistent with other activities and nonprofit organizations around here.